This morning we're having coffee cake, pineapple, dried fruit, and milk for breakfast.
Carly Wells is the food service director for the Petersburg School District, and that's homemade coffee cake she's serving with whole grain flour and applesauce instead of oil, so it has fewer calories, and it's really good.
We're trying to introduce a lot more homemade stuff with using whole grain flour, which is a new component of the USDA food guidelines. We're also trying to get things that you can recognize what's in them. Like when you have a chicken breast, you actually see the chicken breast and then the bread on the side, not a compound chicken nugget where it's kind of all kind of ground together. So you can actually see the different components of what makes up your meal. We're also introducing more fresh fruits and more fresh vegetables so that kids can really understand where their food comes from.
And I notice I don't see chocolate milk here. Is that part of the program?
I only offer chocolate milk on Fridays at lunch.
So it's a treat.
Yes, it's a treat. We no longer have chocolate milk for breakfast at all. We quit that last year, and we only have it once a week because the sodium content in chocolate milk, there's 10 milligrams more sodium in each cup of milk compared to regular milk. So that's one big drawback to chocolate milk.
Petersburg's three schools and four schools in Kenai are the first in Alaska to meet the criteria of the Healthier U.S. School Challenge. That's a voluntary Department of Agriculture initiative that encourages schools to improve their food service and physical education programs. Certification comes with a relatively small cash award, in this case $500 per school, and schools have to go above and beyond new federal nutrition requirements to get it.
It's really good to get that recognition of what the schools are doing so that the community understands that we are making changes. We're trying to make healthier children. We're trying to teach the children better lifestyles to pick from. And this, the Healthier U.S. School Challenge takes physical activity, it takes nutrition, and it kind of brings that all together so that kids really have a good foundation to grow on.
There's even a school garden where students and staff grow some of the produce that's now used in school lunches. Wells and her co-workers prepare and serve the meals with pretty limited equipment.
I'm looking at your refrigerator here, and I see a lot of vegetables and fruits and beans and things that are all like non-processed that you have to probably do a lot of work to cook.
Yes, we actually only have two ovens right now. We just purchased a steam kettle, but it's not up and running yet. But we're really trying to get, you know, homemade products because you have less sodium, you have less calories, you have less preservatives, which therefore make a healthier meal and a healthier and more tasteful meal because you have more flavor components.
We went with a vegetarian chili this year, and the kids love it. And we also have done a baked sweet potato and apple casserole that the kids just really love.
Diane Buchanan is a student nutrition specialist for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Schools, which, like Petersburg, have been expanding healthier eating and exercise, but it's a much larger district.
One thing that we have done is we've added almost 100% whole grains into our menu. We're lacking in some of those, but we've added fresh fruit at least once a week. We've added specific areas of vegetables, so your dark greens and your starches. There's five different categories, your oranges, your reds, and we have to have one of those a week. And so we've added all that, and we've increased the amount of vegetables and fruits that we serve a day, and we've also added beans to our menu every week.
Alaska had been one of the few states with no districts in the Healthier U.S. School Challenge, so State Child Nutrition Administrator Joe Dawson says the certifications are very significant.
Both Kenai and Petersburg have been schools that we've known had really great programs, really great personnel heading up the school nutrition, innovative people. So, you know, we're not surprised to see these two be our first districts to apply for the challenge and to get this award.
Back at Petersburg Elementary School, the kids are eating a lunch of chicken fried pork. It's actually baked. Hash browns, gravy, applesauce, and a salad from the school garden. As they finish up, first graders Hannah, Sinjin, and Kate are more than happy to list some of their favorite vegetables.
Carrots.
How about you? Do you have a favorite vegetable that you like to have at lunch?
Carrots sometimes.
Do you have a favorite vegetable you like to have at lunch?
Carrots.
I think it's hands down, it's carrots, isn't it? Is that everybody's favorite?
Not everybody.
Not everybody? Yeah. Are there other vegetables that are good you have at lunch?
Sometimes broccoli.
Yeah? How about you?
I love broccoli when it's cooked.
You get to have that for lunch at school sometimes?
Yeah, but I don't like fresh broccoli.
And do you have another vegetable that you like?
Broccoli.
Okay, broccoli and carrots it is. So what do you think, guys? You like your school lunches?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.